This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department is urging all Americans in the vicinity of Afghanistan's Kabul airport to leave that area immediately because of a specific credible threat. The warning early Sunday morning says U.S. citizens should avoid traveling to the airport and avoid all airport gates at this time. It specifically noted the South Airport Circle Gate, the new Ministry of the Interior, and the gate near the petrol station on the northwest side of the airport. A suicide bombing at the airport on Thursday killed at least 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. As the U.S. rushes to evacuate Americans and allies from Afghanistan, a growing number of Republicans are questioning why the U.S. should take Afghan citizens who aided Americans. It's further exacerbating divides within the party heading into next year's midterm elections. Former U.S. President Donald Trump and some of his followers in recent days have turned to warning of the alleged dangers posed by the those desperately trying to flee their country. Still others, including Republican governors, are saying that they're taking a different stance, welcoming refugees to their states and working to help those trying to flee. Forecasters warned residents along the northern Gulf of Mexico coast to rush preparations ahead of an intensifying Hurricane Ida, which is expected to bring winds as high as 130 miles per hour, a life-threatening storm surge and flooding rain when it slams ashore in Louisiana on Sunday. There is more at VOA.